Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, on Sunday, October 23, 1994, at his shul, Kilas Yaakov, on West 79th Street, in New York City. The funeral's going to be outside on the street, because the shul is so small. West End, from West End to Riverside.
Nagabrana Sharai Ba
highest names of Hashem is Habocher B'Shirei Zimra Melech Yochid Kel Chei Ho'elamim. The Ribbono Shel Olam, God has chosen Shlomo now, and we need to sing together. This is the 23rd Psalm. Mizmor L'David Adonai Roi Lo Yechso Binoiz Deshe Yarbitzeni Almei Menucha Sinah Aleini Oy nafshi shoyve yan cheni bemagle tzedek leman shemoy gam ki elech begeit almaves lo yirara ki ata Imodi Shiftecha Mishantecha Heima Yinachamuni Taroch Lefonai Shulchan Neged Tzayre Roy Dishanto Vashem En Roshi Koi sirevoya Aptoi vochesen Yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi Vishavti beveis Adonai Leoidech yomi David, Shamreni El Kichosisi Vach, Omat Ladoinoi, Adoinoi Ota, Toivosi Balolecha, Kedoshi Mashev Oretzema, Vadirei kol chefzivam Yirvo atzvoysam Acher moru balasith Niskei hemidam Uvalesa eshmoysam Mal tefosai Adonai menas chelki v'chosi Ato tonech goyroi Nachlonim, Nachloni, Biane Imim, Af Nachla, Shafraloi, Avares Adonai, Yashe, Yatsani. Af Lelos Yisruni Chilyoi Soi Shivisi Adoi Noi Lenegdi Somin Kimi Samach libi vayogel kevoidi af besori yishkoin lavetach ki loy sazav nafshi lishol loy siten chasidcha Lirai shachas Padiyeni Orachayim Soiva Smachos Esponecho Neimos Bimincho
My name is Moshe Liebert, and I'm the president of the Kalbach Shul, and a devoted Hasid of Reb Shlomo. He was obviously an extraordinary man, well known as a scholar, composer, and teacher. His broad knowledge of Hasidus was unending. He loved Israel, and he loved every Jew, and he possessed a sense of responsibility for every Jew. He was a trailblazer, a pioneer in outreach before the term even existed. For me, he was most of all a giver of hope, a giver of joy, a giver of Yiddishkeit to so, so many. His tireless energy, living at this time, enabled him to touch more Yidden than perhaps anyone who ever lived. We learn in Pirkei Avos to be among the disciples of Aaron, loving peace and pursuing peace, and loving people and bringing them closer to Torah. This was Reb Shlomo. We should be blessed to learn his teachings and continue his work. I loved him and will miss him dearly. Rabbi Mordechovitz.
There are certain individuals who are legendary figures, yet when you expose their life to objective analysis, the reality is less than legend. Reb Shlomo, in your case, the reverse is true. Shlomo Kalbach, the reality, is greater than Shlomo, the legend. Your greatness is remarkable because it spans so many vistas and disciplines. And here, certainly, the sum is greater than the whole of its parts. In Yitzhak Hashem, I go back with you, Reb Shlomo, a very long time, my whole life. Our families go back together. I still remember the stories you told me in Crown Heights when you came to America and the Friday nights he spent in our grandfather's house, Rav Moshe Molcho Shkop. I will, Amit Hashem, give a more arichistic appreciation of your life in our shul, your second home here on the west side, Shabbos morning. But just Pekitzu now. First of all, your traditional rabbinic lamdas. I know what a first-rate lamdan you are. You studied with the greatest. You were a Talmud of Rabban Kotler Zechonel Avracha in Lakewood when it was difficult to gain entrance to the yeshiva and become one of his close Talmidim. Anyone who studied Kabbalah with you or discussed it with you. And appreciate your knowledge and your insight, not only in Hasidus, but in classical Kabbalah as well. And in theology, which modern Jewish theologian had entree to so many creative personalities in all? And Amitz Hashem, I'll tell an anecdote about that another time. But your greatest contribution was interaction with other human beings, as was just mentioned. You actually started outreach before we had the name. Your Avas Yisrael, you founded the Soviet Jewry movement, and the niggun you raised for it, Am Yisrael Chai, has become the anthem not just for the Soviet Jewry movement, but for anyone who wishes to stand up for Klal Yisrael. That's your niggun. That's our niggun. We all love you, Reb Shlomo. We all miss you. Be very difficult to continue without your inspiration, without your life. You are full of life. That's why it's so hard to say goodbye to you this morning. Tei nafsho baruch.
Reb Shlomo's cousin, Reb Shlomo Kalbach. Shia Shirim Asher LeShlomo, a final farewell song to Shlomo. Ani Yesheino V'Libi Eir, Koyel Doidi Doifek, Pischili Achosi Rayosi. Here in Shia Shirim Neshama of Klal Yisrael speaks. I was asleep, yet my heart was wide awake. There came the voice of my beloved pounding. Open up to me, you my beloved sister, you my beloved friend. Vosachti ani ledaudi, vedaudi chomak ovor, nafshi yotze vedabroi, vikashtio veloi mitzosio, terosi veloi onani. When I was ready to admit my beloved, he had disappeared. My very soul was going out to him when he spoke to me. But now I searched for him, but could not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. Yishbati eschem v'noitz Yerushalayim, im timtzu es dodi matagidolo, shecholas avoni. I beswear thee, you daughters of Yerushalayim, if you find him, my beloved, what should you tell him? That I'm lovesick for him. This outcry of the Neshama of Klal Yisrael is true in every generation, but more so in our own. Ani Yesheino V'Libi Eir, I am numb with despair, with agony over the suffering of my people, over the Holocaust and its never-ending aftermath, over the apparent hopelessness of our journey into the future. But Libi Eir, my heart is wide awake, is alert, for in every generation there are such individuals in Klal Yisrael who give comfort and hope, joy and chizuk, who give us uplifting inspiration that we may look with new hope, with strength and bitachon.
to the future of Geulas Yisrael. Shlomo was an inspired genius, truly a hard, wide awake to give comfort to the post-Holocaust generation, strength in the face of despair, and hope to Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesunim B'Tzoro V'Shivyu to continue the great journey towards Achris Hayomim. He was ideally equipped for this mighty task by growing up in a home and a family that was so rich in Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, by constantly having the Mustyokno Shel Oviv, the countenance of his great and noble father, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, in front of his eyes, and the care and concern of his mother hovering over him at all times, the loving brother and sister and their wonderful families, and last but not least, his lovely daughters, who we beseech today that they should continue in the tradition of Shlomo and his great forebears. It was him who drew hashpoah from many great gedolim v'tzadikim, from the ranks of gedolei rosh yeshivas to advarim of great Hasidic dynasties. He was proficient in lomdus and in sifrei Hasidus, and grasped with his incisive mind the subtleties of their pronouncements. But above all, there was his genius for negina, for song and music. It is brought that shir is derived from the shorish of shirayim, as to say, only song can drain forth the residue of feeling out of the neshama, the residue that is left after words have been exhausted. Yes, in the face of our people's pain and agony, words fall short of bringing comfort, of giving strength and bitochon and joy. That is when Shlomo tapped his God-given genius of Shir Hashem Shir Chodosh with his golden voice and his nimble fingers over his guitar. He opened thousands of hearts to the voice of our Father in heaven, reassured the wavering in their emunah, and refocused the forlorn on their path towards Bias HaMashiach and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now his voice has been stilled, and his fingers will no longer glide over the strings of his guitar. But his song will live forever on, and his soul will now find its menuchas olivim in the nearness of his great and noble forebears. He died of the same affliction from which his father died. Kicholas avoni, his unrequited love for Hashem Yisborach, for his fellow Jews. Let me conclude with Shlomo's own words about his saintly father. My father was one of the last of Germany's great rabbis. He was destined to be a rabbi and teacher in the most tragic period of our people. A great orator, he put his heart and his soul into his every word. He implanted Yiddishkeit in the hearts of thousands of people. With a smile, with a handshake, with his words, with the light which emanated from his soul. Those who met him will never forget him. Those he touched had the strength to remain Jews, even when the world fell apart and was destroyed. Shlomo's last call to us then again, from Shia Shirim, Asher Lishlomo, Hishbati Eschem, Benos Yerushalayim, I beseech thee, ye daughters of Yerushalayim, Mtintzu et Dodi Matagidulo, Kicholas Avoni. Shlomo, your love knew no bounds.
Rabbi Mordechai Pendler.
Now Moshe Pendler is the doctor. Moshe Pendler is the doctor. So I don't know which one.
My memories in association with Rav Shlomo Zitzal are bounded by two bris milas. In 1958, when I was about 5 years old, I met Rav Shlomo for the first time that I recall at the Sudas bris mila of my brother Hillel. Rav Shlomo then was a young man. He got up, he danced on the tables. He sang.
Until recently.
And he just then composed the song Luli Sarascha. He said he composed it in honor of my brother's bris. I don't know whether that's true or not. But Ekshe, who made that impression on us. When I asked my father who he was, he says he's a bit biased by us. He's a big Talmud Chacham, a true genius, who was the roommate of my uncle Rabbi Yosef in Lakewood. And that the Rebbe from Lubavitch had suggested that he use his power of Nigun to teach and influence individuals. The last time I met Rav Shlomo was on the first day of this past Chol HaMoed Sukkos in my kehillah at the bris of my son, Aaron Yosef. There, in front of hundreds of people, in front of tens of Rabbanim and Rosh Yeshivas and Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Shlomo davened Hallel in such an exalted, extraordinary fashion that's difficult to describe. He clearly was a Rebbe of Hasidim at the time. Niskav Amura Me'am, above everybody else. And especially when he did not know him, he was flying in the higher worlds. And the general populace around him looked and wondered and didn't understand where he was. The course of the years I was by my grandfather, there was occasional association with Rav Shlomo. My grandfather always esteemed him with an extraordinary sense of appreciation. He said he was a Talmud Chacham Niskav, a manig of Israel, who chose a unique path, Lekaris Lebovas Lavina Shveshamayim.
It's Moshe Bronstein.
I've come closer to him the last few years. One, because my sister-in-law is Leshevet Kalbach, and two, because in the last few years, people moved into New Hempstead, who are his Hasidim. And many who didn't actually move in became close to me through those who did move in. The last half a year, Rav Shlomo was our guest in New Hempstead four times for Kriya Shem, for Bas Mitzvah, for the Lansbaums. He spent the Shabbos with his family in our kehillah, and he came to my son's bris. In my kehillah, there was an individual who came from Uruguay. Recall that in 1961, when Rav Shlomo visited there, he made a true revolution. His shir wasn't defined as shir by the people. It was a type of tefillah. And what Iker he did, he showed people that Judaism could be exciting. It could be interesting. You could get your kicks out of it. You don't have to do something else to enjoy life. In reference to a person like Rav Shlomo, it's appropriate to use the hesed my grandfather used on certain Nashim Gedolim, who had multifaceted personalities. He used to say, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila. There may be some person who could emulate him in some fashion. There's nobody who could emulate him in all his facets. Let's hope that Bekarev will reach the fulfillment of Vila Mavis L'Netzach, Umar Hashem Dimel Miyal Kopanen.
Leiby Marcus.
I had the privilege to know Shlomo. I had the privilege to know Shlomo for 36 years, since I'm a little boy. For me, these 36 years represent the 36 hours that Adam and Chava spent in Gan Eden. And for me, and I'm sure for all of us, these years were also years in Gan Eden. This was a person, I was so privileged to be in his generation. I owe every life, every part of me to him. My children wouldn't know what Yiddishkeit is without him. Whenever Yiddishkeit was sour, he made it sweet. And I want you to know that Shlomo believed that there are no tears of pain in the world, there are only tears of joy. And when we feel pain, when we feel joy, we cry. When we feel pain, those same tears come to a fore because we try to fix this pain. So when we say Mocha Hashem Dimoy Al Kapanim, it means these tears of sadness. But the tears of joy will never be wiped off from our face. And it's these tears that we're crying with. But remember, Shlomo always talked about the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who we didn't hear about lived. And I assure you, every neshama of them is here. The Kozhenitzer Magid, the Ropshitzer, the Chernobylite children. He spoke about the wives, Fagel and Karlina, the daughter of the Chayzim Lublin. How many times we heard the story? Every one of those big rebbes are here. I'm telling you, the air around here is sanctified. If I were you, I would breathe in the air right now. Because the air itself will fix something for us. It'll take something with us. And I want you to know, I want to give you a little secret, since every one of us has a special secret from him, a very special secret. We all had our special line to him. Before I got married, he told me, Leibler, the words Vatabet Eini Beshuroi really means you can only see clearly when your eyes are filled with tears. I see so clearly. He's here. The tzaddikim are here. I want everybody to mamish stop now and breathe in the air. The breathe in this holy air that's here. He was so much with us. Ovi, Ovi, Rechev Yisrael. Rechev is also close to Megina because it says, Sus v'rech v'roma v'yom, ki ozi v'zim roska. And Ovi Ovi Rechev Yisrael, his whole chariot song. He is the Shir HaShirim, the Tsefer Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech, Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, all the Mishrayim are here wrapped up in this one person. Mocha Hashem Dimu Melko Ponim, my father, my brother, I love him with all my heart.
No, Moshe, Dr. Moshe Rothkopf.
You know, this famous picture of Shlomo comes to mind at a Soviet demonstration where he's standing in the rain and he's playing to let the people of Russia go free. And so we're standing here in the rain for Shlomo. And if ever anybody was at Tfilas HaGeshem, the prayer for rain on Sukkos with Shlomo, you'd all be standing here and saying, God, please, let there be one drop for me. One drop. Just for me. And ever since the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, go out and don't think about yourself. And just be Makarev of other people. Shlomo stopped thinking about himself and gave up everything. And like Abraham, he came to Eretz Canaan, but he rode the Eretz and there was a famine in the land. You would think Hashem's Lubavitcher Rebbe is sending him out to Simcha, to joy, to the Beis Medrash, to sitting and learning. But Avram went to a land and there was a Rav there, and he had one Nisayon after another, and the people didn't accept him, and he had to go down to Mitzrayim. And his life was just filled with being making neshamos, making nefashos. We're all his nefesh, we're all his neshamos, we're all his children. Neshamos ha-she'osu b'choron. And Shlomo, this is your place, right at the entrance to your shul, where you greeted everybody who came to your shul. You didn't sit in the front, isolated from the people. He hugged and kissed everybody who came to his shul. He felt that after the Holocaust, every Yid is a miracle. You're all miracles. He wanted to hug and kiss every miracle. He wanted us to go out and hug and kiss everybody. How could you not do it? How can you stand next to another Yid and not hug and kiss them? And he had shopping bags filled with names and addresses and phone numbers of every yid all over the world. So that when Mashiach comes, he'll know where to find them. Was there ever another Rebbe like this in our time? Where will the people go? Who will they search for? Who's going to talk for them? Who's going to daven for them? Who's going to speak for them? Where's the Simcha of Shabbos going to come from? Where's the Simcha of Yom Kippur? His life was a challenge to all of us. Those of us who came to his concert and sat back and looked at him singing and said, very nice, Shlomo, very nice. It's not enough. It's not enough. Shlomo is sending us out on a mission. He gave us a seed, he gave us a song, he gave us his Torah. It's not enough. It's got to grow. The rain's got to make it grow. And we have to turn everybody on. Do you know that he didn't only teach Yidden? He went to monasteries, he went to churches, he went to reform synagogues. Every place where anybody would listen to the name of Hashem, who wanted to hear the truth in the world. He was Eved Hashem. He was nobody else's Eved. He was nobody else's Eved. Everybody told him, you're doing wrong. Shlomo was Hashem's Eved. He did what was right. He wasn't just Tzaddik B'Dorosov. He was a Chassid. Who's going to give us this now? I'm challenging all the Rabbeim of the world. I'm challenging you. Make your Torah sweeter. Make your davening higher. Make your love sweeter. Reach out your arms. Hold the people who need to be held. This is Mamish Mesiras Nefesh. It's Mesiras Nefesh. Our generation is drowning. Shlomo was pulling them out of the water. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I'm begging you.
Rabbi Avi Weiss.
Words are limited. Reb Shlomo was limitless. Manomar, manidaber. Who was Reb Shlomo Kalbach? Our friend, our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo, taught all Jews how to say to God, Hanishama Lach. Reb Shlomo, our friend and our Rebbe, had faith in our souls when we sometimes felt blocked in our pathway to God. When feeling blocked, Reb Shlomo gave us, through the genius of his song, a personal channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was our friend, our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo? Reb Shlomo created a change that was so fundamental, so organic to Jewish music. It seemed like it had always been there. This is the highest level of change. To create something so magical, so brilliant, you don't even know it occurs because it's so pervasive. When we daven with Reb Shlomo's tunes, and we don't realize it. We think that these tunes have been around for centuries, when in fact, they've come from Shlomo's soul. Who is Reb Shlomo, our friend, our Rebbe? The genius in creating melody that was natural, pure, and profoundly simple. It was an extraordinary gift given by God to Reb Shlomo in a way that maybe comes to one person once in many, many generations. Reb Shlomo had it, and he gave it away as a gift that will live forever. And our world, the Jewish world, all of humankind is richer for it. Who was our friend, our Rebbe Reb Shlomo? There is probably no moment in the world when there isn't some congregation, some shul, some shtiebel, some group, some individual whose souls are being raised to a higher level by singing Reb Shlomo's Nigunim. Who was our friend, our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo? The master of Jewish teaching, of Jewish spirituality, of Jewish story, of Torah. A mastery he made available to every Jew, whether a holy believer or a holy not yet believer, a holy traditionalist, or a holy non-traditionalist. Whether you were that, a believer or not, that wasn't important to Reb Shlomo. What was important was that everyone had a neshama. Reb Shlomo endowed the neshama. And Reb Shlomo gave this story, this Torah as a gift. A gift that very few people are privileged to give. Who was Reb Shlomo? The Rebbe of Ahavat Yisrael. Reb Shlomo felt the pain of oppressed Jewry. And perhaps it's no coincidence that Reb Shlomo left us just days after the Hara of Ben Yehuda, Dizengoff, the Nachshon Waxman. The burden was too great for Reb Shlomo's heart. Who was Reb Shlomo? No, it's not who was, but who is. Because Reb Shlomo's song, his story, his neshama, his love, his Torah will forever remain. Reb Shlomo will be buried in Israel, but part of him will remain in each of us, for he was the Rebbe of the 6 million. He was the Rebbe of the 3 million. He was the Rebbe of Israeli soldiers, of all Jews. Because no one in this generation had more direct impact on teaching and touching Jewish souls than our friend, our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo.
Citron. Naphtali Citron. Naftali Citrin. Naftali. Please, for the sake of time, we have to catch a plane. Naftali Citrin. Nephew of Rav Shlomo.
After my grandfather passed from this world, and you know, I looked at my grandfather, Shlomo's brother, as my greatest teacher, and I was heartbroken. And then Shlomo came back from Israel, and he put his arms around me, and he gave me such a hug. He let me have so much love. He gave me back my heart, he gave me back my soul. From that time, Mamish felt that my uncle, Reb Shlomo, was giving to me inside the deepest love. But you know what it is? It's not that he's loving me because I'm his nephew. There's no one that he met that he didn't love like his son or his daughter. I can't say anything about Reb Shlomo. Nothing I can say will touch the surface of the surface. I just want to say personally that I don't know anyone who ever loved me like Reb Shlomo loved me. And I don't think I'm alone. I think that everyone who came close to Shlomo felt that love touching them inside. Just reading on the plane over here, teaching of Reb Shlomo, that he used to say, the Me'ar Shaleach said, why is it that a Kohen, a priest, cannot be defiled, cannot go into the vicinity of a dead person? So the Ishbitzer explains, the Me'ar Shaleach explains, that a Kohen is serving God out of so much love, so much happiness, so much joy. He's going to go and see death and see destruction. Who knows, maybe anger is going to come into his heart. Maybe he's not going to be able to love. Maybe he's not going to be able to sing, to dance, to serve with joy. That's what the Me'ar Shaleach says. Shlomo comes and he says, after the Holocaust, we're so broken. We see our lives, the Jewish community, is shattered in pieces. Half of us are gone. And it's so easy to get angry and say, forget God, who needs him? And you know, now we're all mamish canon. Not even regular canon, we're mamish like the high canon. And even though we're in a terrible time, but mamish, we have to remember, mamish, not to get angry. Keep the love. And what Shlomo did was he brought that love. And I know from experience, I'm sure many of you know, that love broke down the boundaries that's keeping the gula from coming, the boundaries that Jews put up within their own communities and within other communities and within types of Jews. God forbid that there's such a thing. But Shlomo Mamish, I saw the way he made all Jews one, and it can only be done with love. God willing, he's still with us, and the love that he loved for all of us, we should be able to take and bring it into our lives and break down all the barriers.
When the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zaitel sent out his first two emissaries, one was Reb Shlomo Carlbach and one was Reb Zalman Schachter.
Shlomele, holy beggar, you were also a banker.
Mm-hmm. Zeitung?
Must be.
You were a banker.
We gave you a deposit of our love, and you banked it in Torah, and you banked it in God, and you banked it in Davening. And for this, we are grateful. All of us here feel a lot of debt to Reb Shloime. And I want to say to all of you here, don't forget that there are two daughters that need to have an education. Don't forget that there is an almana that needs to be able to make a living. He was a holy beggar, gave everything away. And if you can walk away from here without making a real Talmidim, und for the Talmidim von deiner Talmidim, und anders genischt, und anders, sie wollen dir nicht losen Zeit, du wirst da rein. Du darfst in Ganeden sein, und du wirst in Ganeden sein, aber gib sie nicht kein Konzert. Sollen sie zuerst geben, was man darf geben zu jedem auf der Welt.
Notwin Futterman.
If you wouldn't speak too already.
My Rebbe. What can I say? Whatever I say, like Reb Shlomo used to say, doesn't even say anything about who he was. I don't even know who he was. I don't think anybody here knows who he was. Everybody thought they knew, they didn't know. He was so beyond. He was so from another place. All the stories he told. He was trying to give us over. His reality, they weren't cute stories. They weren't cute little things to give over. They were his reality. He lived it. And he wanted us to know that that was a reason. That is what is reality. Who could even know what he was doing down here? Oh, God. That's all. I loved him so much, and I'm going to miss him so much. And yet, as Moshe Rothkopf said, we have a job to do down there. He didn't give over this for us to, okay, it's over. It's not over. It's just beginning. It's just beginning. We got to be strong, and we got to spread everything Reb Shlomo stood for. Love, no anger, being there for another Jew. Whether he knows what the word halacha means, especially if he doesn't know what the word halacha means. I didn't know what the word halacha meant. He was the first Yid, not the first, the second Rebbe that I felt at home with, that accepted me totally, that didn't have a shtick for me, that I should do something else. And yet he gave over that love and that inspiration to learn. And we gotta learn. We gotta learn more. Okay, I was privileged, and my family was privileged, and my sons were privileged to have him as a dear friend and a dear supporter, and I just will miss him terribly.
Rabbi Shmuelheim and Trader. Sammy and Trader.
took care of Shlomo as manager, our associate rabbi.
Reb Shlomo stood in this very place when his mother, Olga Shlomo, was nifter. And he wrote the most beautiful tenua. And the tenua is Mizmar le David Adonai Roi Lo Yechso Binois Desha Yabitzaini Amen Menuchois Yina Leini Ay Nafshi Yishoyvei Yan chayni v'magle tzedek l'man shemoy Ay gam ki elay b'geit samoves lay hira Yatoy modi shiftechom shantechom Hema hema yinachamuni Tarach lefanay shulchan eget Tzoy rero Hoydi shanta v'ashemet Everybody loud! Hoydi kosi Levayo Oyak toy v'chesed Yevuni The singing Reb Shlomo, wherever he went at a Levaya, would chant this Mizmar LeDavid. So I know that that's first and foremost. Ni'ila, Neshama, Nadara asked me to say a few words in their name. They said that whenever he would walk into a room, the room would shine up because they would feel a mezuzah is coming to them. And yes, they would kiss the mezuzah, and the mezuzah would kiss them. Wherever he was a mezuzah. Reb Shlomo's life was a mezuzah. He stood at doorpost to the world as a mezuzah. He was connecting the inside and the outside as a mezuzah. He kissed the world as a mezuzah. The world kissed him as a mezuzah. Mila added, nobody sent him. He begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down here because he saw a darkness in the world and it needed light. He begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu as David HaMelech did, and God gave him the 70 years of David HaMelech. Nila added, as in the story of Yassel of the Holy Miser, who accompanies him, we all know the story, our father Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the seven shepherds, the four imot, and Elijah the prophet with the light is showing the way. We feel with him every moment. We carry him every moment with us in our heart. We love him. He's with us. He never left us. And as Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke to him, Moshe said it before, Lech Lecha Ma'artzecha. Our Holy Rebbe, she says, the children say, Mamish spent every second with their Rebbe as he was traveling Ma'artzecha. Dari beautifully adds, I know my father wanted us to always be besimcha. That was his message, that was what he was about. He gave us the vessel to be with simcha. He told us not to mourn. He told us we shouldn't mourn him for the loss that we had, but we should be happy, she says, for the time that we had with him. Neshama. Neshama, who mamas traveled with her father everywhere, who sang with her father, who was with her father, who mamas was his neshama, and neshama shel Shlomo. Yeah, neshama, say what? The shame. We'll sing it very quietly. Mamish impossible, because who are we, who amongst us has any sense of who he was? We can't begin to speak about him. But on the other hand, Rav Shlomo taught us that respect is the one teaching, respect for every human being is the one teaching, is down to one essence that he taught us we have to carry at every moment. So now we have to show our respect to him. So even though we can't speak, hopefully he's giving us the koyach, the energy, I know he is, to express a few words. Knowing that Shlomo is, of course, knowing everything he did in the last years when we knew him, but having a sense of who Reb Shlomo was is trying to understand for 1 minute where he came from. He was born into one of the most prestigious families dating back to the Shach, to the Taz, to King David. That he was destined for greatness was obvious from the moment he came to this world. But Reb Shlomo was great not just because of his great yichus, he was great because of what he did in this world. It's as if that he said about Bali Tshuva all the time. He said, I was born into greatness. I was born from a great lineage. I had no choice. My great-grandfathers going back for generations were always the Rebbes. But you, who did this on your own, you surpass all that. Reb Shlomo had both. He did unbelievable things on his own, as the greatest Baal Tshuva does. And he had an unbelievable lineage, an unbelievable background, an unbelievable holy others. When he would speak about his father, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Naftali Karlebach, who was the rabbi in the Mara D'Asra in this very shul, you would have a sense of a rabbi of chesed, a rabbi of dignity, a rabbi who also was living in a part of the world where there was a great darkness, a secular darkness, and he was a rabbi who brought light to that world. His mother, her gevura, was so unbelievable. He tied with chesed. Rav Shlomo would always tell us that on her deathbed, her last moments that she had in this world, she was arranging for loans. She was arranging for contributions for the poor. This was how she said goodbye to this world. With two parents like that, of course Rav Shlomo was going to be the way he is. And his love for his sister Shalamis transcended anything that we could say. First of all, we pray for Shalamis, for her to have koyach, mamish, to have Kodesh Baruch Hu should give her all the koyach in the world to be able to be with us in the strongest way. She once told me such a touching story dating back to their early childhood. She said that for whatever reason, she was not able, she needed to go to school by bike, and she was not able to take her bike to school. So every morning, Reb Shlomo would get up, take the bike out, travel with it a little bit of a ways, meet her, give her the bike. She would go to school. Every day he would meet her at a certain spot, take the bike back, return it. Never missed a day. This is a young Shlomo, a child of 8 or 9, already having an unbelievable consistent sense of chesed. His love for his brother, Rebbe Lichaim Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was mamish beyond words. Anybody who watched them speak for 2 seconds, we never understood a word they were saying. But you saw the motioning, you saw the interaction, the mannerisms. They communicated mamish in the deepest way. Reb Shlomo's influences, the people who he met, who he experienced,
or something that we can, at best, as we say in Yiddish, look a stickle brekele, a stickle schreim of who it is. No, none of us can understand it. We can say the names. When I was with him in Russia and Vilna, there were people from the city of Shavl who came to meet us. He said to me, "Do you know I was supposed to learn by the great Shavl Gun?" He said he came to my house. Now, I can't begin to tell you who he was, as Shlomo would say. Whatever we say, we'll never say enough about who the Shavl Tzadik was. But he was in Baden-Bervin, where Shlomo's father was a rabbi. And not only was he beyond anything we can speak on a yeshiva level, on a learning level, on a chesed level, he was recognized by the entire secular world. His mathematical and scientific theories were heard at all the international conferences. This great Shavl Gaon spent time with Rav Shlomo and insisted and pleaded with his parents he wants to take him to his yeshiva. But a tender young Shlomo, his parents would not let him go at that age. But you can imagine how much Rav Shlomo learned from him if this great tzaddik was begging to take Rav Shlomo to his yeshiva. So you can imagine the time that Rav Shlomo spent with this one tzaddik I'm talking about. Those of us who remember how he would speak about Matthias Gelman in Baden-Bervin, Matthias Gelman grew up, maybe was the first Baal Tshuva, preceded all this Tshuva movement that's going on in the world right now, grew up in a secular world. Matthias Gelman, in 2 years after he met Rav Meir Shapiro, became mamish, a light unto all of Israel. And during the great dark Holocaust, Matthias Gelman organized underground yeshivas, underground acts of chesed, a whole world that none of us know anything about. This same Matthias Gelman played soccer with Rav Shlomo in Baden-Bervin. This same Matthias Gelman, after he would play with the kids in Baden-Bervin, he would say, "Children, there's something so much more beautiful I'd love to share with you." They'd form a circle around him, and he'd start to learn Torah with him. This is how Rav Shlomo was influenced when he was out, as athletic as he was and as playful as he was, to synthesize Torah and to this world. Rav Mata Lepagamalski, I can't even begin to say, he was never so sick. He was sick, the doctor said, because he needed to rest his head because he was learning constantly. So they sent him to a resort area, to Baden-Bervin. Rav Shlomo spent time with him in Baden-Bervin because they needed to take him out of an environment where he would put the Gemara aside. Obviously, he never stopped learning. So these encounters that Rav Shlomo had is something beyond, at an earliest age, is something beyond any of us can even begin to understand. And of course, everybody knows how he was mamash, the prize pupil of Rav Aaron Cutler. Everybody knows that the amkes of Rav Aaron and the charifas and the bekiyas with Rav Shlomo Hyman, to have interacted with these gedolim, to have learned with them. Everybody knows he was the first person who went out there in the world and brought people into Lubavitch and began literally the Kirov movement. And he did not like the word outreach, as he insisted a few weeks ago. It's inreach, you're reaching in, not you're reaching out. You're doing more than reaching out. He mamish founded it. Let me tell you, my dear friends, what I've just mentioned, his influences in his early life, is enough to fill infinite lifetimes of the greatest tzaddikim. But all these are only influences that started Rav Shlomo off. And then Himamish, like everybody says, Lech Lecha, Himamish went out to the world himself. Himamish found his own way. And we all know what happened afterwards. We all know the house of love and prayer. We all know how he reached out, Mamish, to the lowest, darkest, hardest, most difficult spaces, and Mamish elevated them. And to even begin to mention the Koyach HaNagina, none of us can even begin to describe. Every second he was walking, he was composing. I know I had the privilege, as many of us did, to be with him in Poland. I remember we were in Madonik. Before we walked in, he said, "Chevra, a minute, a second can sometimes be an infinity." And we were in Madonik with him. He found himself a little corner, and Barbara's my witness, she was there. He was mamish for an hour swaying and turning and davening. In the one bunker that we stood, there were 800,000 Jews. I looked closely and I saw Rav Shlomo had a little micro cassette. He composed the most unbelievable nagunim that obviously were from another world, obviously weren't meant for this world, because the next day the micro cassette got lost. The cassette recorder got lost. But this is just a sense of wherever he went, he was composing. Wherever he went, he carried the sefer with him. Wherever he went, he was learning Torah. But with all these great influences he had, if you would ask Rav Shlomo, "Rebbe, who was your real Rebbe? Who taught you? Who did you learn from?" And he would tell us, "My Rebbe was Moshe, the water carrier." Moshe Lishoev Emayim, Moshe the water carrier walking the streets of Sokolov 100 years ago in Poland. That's who was Moshe, who was Reb Shlomo's Rebbe. Reb Shlomo's contribution, he taught the world that we can mamish learn from Moshe the water carrier. We can mamish find our Moshe the water carriers if we just open our eyes. Reb Shlomo was hidden beneath a phenomenal public personality. But beneath that, mamish was the most hidden tzaddik, the most dedicated father, and the most loving human being that we knew for sure. Ni'ila, Neshama, and Adara were the source of his life. His love for them surpassed anything that we can begin to describe. Yes, he taught us universal love. He taught us to love every human being. But he also taught us that the love that you have for a child is a totally different form of love. And when to watch him exhibit that love, wherever he was phoning them forever. Wherever he was thinking and talking of them forever. Indeed, the last journey he ever took was to his most favorite place, and that is Mamish, on his way to Ne'ila, Neshama, and Adara. I had the privilege to drive him to the airport then, and I just have to share with you 2 minutes of Divrei Torah that he happened to have shared with me. He was preparing me for Shabbos a little bit, he said. And he said, Vayera Elav Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, the word Elav suggests closeness beyond anything we can imagine. Elav is mamish directly to him. If it mentions the name of a person, that's already a little intermediary. Elav is mamish being there. And what is the lesson, let me ask you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Avraham Avinu then? The lesson of Achnasas Archim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching him that no matter how connected you are, you don't have an excuse not to go out there and welcome the homeless, not to go out there and welcome the poor and the needy. You don't say, I'm making a bracha before you give tzedakah. You don't make a bracha. You don't say, L'shem yichud or heini michud b'zimin. You go out there and you mamash do tzedakah. There's no introduction. There's no preparation for that. Vayera Elav Hashem. Don't wait. Vayera Elav Hashem. The plane will wait. Planes always wait for Shlomo. Then he added, Dihine Sarah v'ohel. Sarah was in the tent. Sorrow was in a much deeper place. And to Reb Shlomo, it was all simple. The ohel was depth. But Avraham Avinu just had a bris, he said. This is Medrash Shlomo. Avraham Avinu just had a bris, he said. Avraham Avinu near the chuppah. The ohel was the chuppah. Sorrow was the ohel. The malachim came to be Masadik Kedushin. It was all simple to Reb Shlomo. Medrash Reb Shlomo. Pesach ohel. Moshe just spoke beautifully about how Reb Shlomo always said, sat by the door and welcomed everybody. That's this week's Sedra. Avraham Avinu, Yoshev Pesach HaOhel. Avraham Avinu was sitting by the door to the tent and Mamish connecting the inside and the outside. Our Rebbe was doing that every second of his life. The world asks, Reb Shlomo would say, all the Chassidish Rebbes ask, where did Avraham Avinu learn the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim? Where did Avraham Avinu learn that while you're talking to God, you put HaKadosh Baruch Hu on hold, so to speak, Kaviyachol, for a minute, and you go do the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim? We learned it from him. Where did Avram learn it? And all the Chassidish Rebbes say, the Torah of Reb Shlomo, they say, the question is even deeper. It says that when he went to speak to the Malachim, first it says he spoke to the Malachim, and then it says he said to God, excuse me, wait a minute. Should have been the other way around. First, your head tells you, you tell God to wait a minute, then you speak to the strangers. He said, but it says, Vayaratz Avram, Avram ran. When you use your feet, your kishkas take you. Avram Avinu knew if his feet is telling him to go out and greet the Malachim, then that's the most divine message he can get. Reb Shlomo started a new way. Reb Shlomo started a new way, and there were no sources maybe for everything he did. But his feet, he always taught us, regal is the most unconscious, the most subconscious. With his regal, Reb Shlomo knew that he has to go out there and mamish greet the world. And mamish bring people into Yiddishkeit. And it's very interesting, the Belzer Rebbe teaches, the Belzer Rebbe says that when he saw the angels, it says, Netzavim Allah, they stood over him. Then Vayaratz Lakrosim, the Belzer Rebbe adds, when he ran out to greet them, they were Lakrosim, they were already on the same level with him. But after he fed them and took care of them, it says, V'hu Omed Aleihem, he stood above them. Our Rebbe, when he saw a person he knew was a Malach Hashem, every human being to him was a Malach. But Vayar Vayar was across him. He ran out and greeted them and was with them, his brother and his sister, hugging them and embracing them. But when he was finished with them, Luhu Omeid Alehem, he mamish stood above them. And you know, I know I can't be Marach so much more. And I know this is mamish the hardest moment for all of us in our lives right now. But how can I not end with the story that the Rebbe taught us? The Rebbe said that when the holy sons have left this world, the Chassidim swore the sun will never rise again. It'll be dark forever. How can the world exist without this, the Chaim Sanzer? There was an old Yidola there. And he said, children, Kinder, Hatchigit, listen well. He said, I was in Lublin when the Chayza, when the master, the seer of Lublin was there. The seer of Lublin saw the whole world. He said, when the Chayza died, the Chassidim were crying. The Chassidim knew that's the end of all vision, that's the end of all sight, it's the end of the world. He said, but children, the sun rose the next morning. He said, children, the sun will rise. And if there's one legacy that Reb Shlomo taught us, as Dari and Hashem and Ne'ila were reminding me every second, it's rak b'simcha. As hard as it is, tears of joy, he taught us. We have to mamish, embrace the world, hug the world, as Moshe said. How can you not, you know, Moshe said it so beautifully before. How can you not hug another human being when you're standing next to them? You know, every Rebbe leaves great legacies, great ways. Leaves Haggas, notes. The Haggas Harav is hugging the world that the Rebbe taught us. It's Mamish Haggas Harav is how to hug the world. And Mamish, Moshe is just... Yeah, Moshe, what do you say? Okay, Neshama says we should do B'Shem Hashem. Mazel Tov.
B'Shem
Sorry, but she wants it.
Neshama asked me to say that although she obviously can't be the rabbi of this shul, that she still has a Yerusha to sing to the world. There's three quick announcements. If you'll look as you leave either side here, there'll be people with bowls or baskets. For those who don't know, it is customary for tzedakah to be given for the aliyah of the soul of the deceased. Number two, there will be four buses, or a couple of buses down at Riverside Drive for those who are interested in going to the airport. But it'll be $10 for the round trip down to Riverside Drive. Number three, we have to clear this middle aisle for the hearse to come in. The pallbearers have to come forward, please, and we must clear this. Please, the pallbearers are, hold it. Moshe Stepansky, Israel Finman, Eliezer Garner, Arnie Myers.
Don't go out yet until he's
coming.
Go out till I'm back.
No women supposed to
are. Okay, where?
Where does anybody know where
Moshe Mardin?
Shiva, the immediate family will be sitting Shiva on the Moshav Modi'in.
Penn Herrick Avenue. The Shevitz and Shalamas will be sitting at Penn Herrick Avenue in Muncie from 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Also for the covenant of Shlomo.
Okay. The other thing is the buses. I don't know if everybody heard. It's a mitzvah to accompany the mace out to the airport. There are buses on Riverside Drive. Four buses. Okay. Just it's a $10 charge for back and forth. And
Cars
can follow the buses. There'll be an escort. And we are going to be walking Reb Shlomo around up to 81st Street. We're taking West End Avenue around 81st Street, down Riverside Drive, and back to the shul. And then we're going out to the airport.
Where are the airport?
Yeah, you can say. Hey, give it to Ben Zion.
Where's Ben Zion? Ben Zion, Akiamole. Let Rav Kalbach make it. Rav Kalbach is making the Akiamole.
I said
they should announce what airline.
The cars that registered with the shul yesterday can accompany the buses, be right behind the buses.
Maybe what airline?
Can you give an air rocking in?
What is the name?
Rav Shlomo ben Rav Naftali.
If you're on the street opposite the shul, please back up toward the opposite curb so the people near the shul can make way for the van to move to the front of the shul. 1 minute. We'll make it tell Molly. 1 minute.
Yes, Jimmy, go ahead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, wait a camel.
Go ahead, Jimmy, go ahead.
Mole Rachami. Shochein Mamerami. Hametzei menuchon echoino al kanefei ashechiyeyeyeno emalos kedoshim utehorim kezo Harave Hagaon Chavereinu Rebbe Shlomo Ben Naftali Tzvi Sheholach Le'ovoi Lomoi Bavo Kol kilos am Israel baolam mise palelim beyad ilui nishevosoi
I'm a cousin of my husband's a cousin. My husband's from.
We're in the following the hearse.
Friday before the Jericho March, he called me up and said, Yankala, I've got it.
I got it. His mother was chasing him all over the place.
And so what happened was that on the day itself, the Sunday, July the 4th, April the 4th, just before Pesach, 1965 actually, he sang it. The sun was shining, and it was something special. Glorious, and even I don't know whether you remember Pat Spiegel, the New York Times correspondent.
No, that's before her time.
A crutch. He was.
Not with me, but.
He was such a crutch.
I live backwards.
Even he sat there enjoying the moment, you know, and so on. What a crutch.
Anyway. But it was later that he added the Ode of Minuha, wasn't it?
So the thing is that
to write music, so everybody move the kvetches.
Yeah.
Unkvetched.
It's a whole story. Unkvetched for a little while.
Let's keep going.
I still have the tape somewhere, and I'm not sure where it is.
Ah,
it's
yes.
30 years now, and I still have the tape.
Yes.
Ode of Minuha. But he changed it around. After the Six-Day War. And, you know.
I'd have to go back to those early records. Those were that's the real stuff. Let's keep walking.
There's no holes here.
No, all right.
He manned the office.
Sev Brunner. Just lost his father. Funeral's going on right now.
70s. Amanda. He's one of the people who manned the offices.
Yeah. Can you see it? I feel so...
Am I hurting you, darling?
No.
Will you let go of the 79 years
ago? Members of the family on both sides.
A lot unspoken.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Whenever he saw me, he always made it. You know, in public, he made some remarks about me. So he didn't forget. You know, the earlier days. Oh, where are we going? Yeah. On the aeroplane toilet, you know, plane toilet. But things this and so a Sunday sang. It was the first great march down from the Soviet Union to the United Nations. The sun was shining, it was really beautiful. Even, I don't know whether you remember, Pat Spiegel, New York Times correspondent, a terrible clutch. Even he started clutching. Sad to enjoy this special moment. He didn't realize that this was a special moment. Even he enjoyed the special moment. I remember his face, Pat Spiegel. A persistent guy. It took me 6 months. Have you ever found a thought where you saw that expression?
I'm trying to. Yeah, where does it come from?
I don't know. It's not in the.
That's enough.
It's not in Tanakh or Talmud or anything like that. My feeling is because I knew the expression.
Right. Like what he knew was.
Right.
That's
right.
Even more important.
That's right. Yeah. Last time we saw him.
Thank God.
This was sick. Yeah. This is Yaakov and Frieda Birnbaum. We were at the funeral today, and Yaakov has a few remarks that he would like to add.
Both Frieda and I were shaped not only by the Holocaust, but by the contemporary fragmentation of patterns of living. I was more involved in Jewish rescue, with the ultimate aim of Jewish rebirth. To that end, I coined the term, I let my people go, let my people know. Shlomo sought the renewal of the Jewish spirit in joy. Not only let my people know, as I put it, but let my people rejoice. It would be more his style. I was the father of the grassroots Soviet Jewry movement. He was the father of the contemporary Jewish music. 60 years ago, I learned a boring melody to the psalm, "I will lift up mine eyes to the hills." 25 years later, Shlomo Carlebach composed a completely new melody in which the words jumped. He literally jump-started a new era of Jewish song. Now, Ari Goldman of the New York Times has declared Am Yisrael Chai, Shlomo's most famous melody, most famous song. Here's the story. In 1964, I generated a number of songs for the newly launched grassroots Soviet Jewry movement. For 6 months, I pressed Shlomo to write a melody for the words Am Yisrael Chai. His mother and I sent him communications wherever he was. Finally, on the Friday before the Great Jericho March, he called me and saying, "Yankele, I have it for you." So on Sunday, April the 4th, 1965. We marched around the Soviet consulate on East 67th Street, two and a half times, sounded seven shofars, sounded seven blasts, and Shlomo thrilled the crowd with a new song at the United Nations. So we had marched from East 67th down to the United Nations. The sun shone, and even that kvetch, Pat Spiegel of the New York Times, savored the moment. Later, I asked Shlomo for a melody to the psalmist's "I shall not die, but live, but revive and live." Shlomo did this, but the melody, it was beautiful, never caught on. I think for the same reason that my slogan, "Let my people know," never caught on.
Shlomo was interested in all kinds of people. As we were walking up, finally walking away, up toward the subway, a black man who was standing on the corner stopped us and asked us if we were coming from the rabbi's funeral, and we said yes, and he started telling us about how Shlomo had found him picking through garbage cans and had bought him breakfast and had found him some handyman work at the shul. He spoke with us for quite a few minutes about how much he was gonna miss him. And we agreed we're going to miss him. It was clear from the way that this gentleman looked that he had moved beyond picking through garbage cans, and that Shlomo had really given him a hand to start on the road to getting his act together.